This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Despite pressure from the White House, Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert stood firm on an effort to release the Epstein files. Boebert was one of four GOP House members who signed a petition to force a vote on the files. That effort has reached the required number of signatures. President Donald Trump lashed out on social media at the Republicans who supported the push, calling them, quote, bad and stupid. Boebert met with officials at the White House today. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will no longer work on a recovery plan for gray wolves, the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports.
This would have been the first almost national recovery plan to look at all the threats to gray wolves and come up with ways to address them. But now the Trump administration says it won't do that since it's, quote, no longer appropriate to list wolves on the Endangered Species Act. They're listed in most of the country except Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and part of Utah.
The agency seems hell-bent on, again, removing wolf protections.
Colette Adkins is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
All this progress that we made during the last administration towards pushing for a new recovery plan appears to be lost.
Her group plans to sue over the decision, which she says signals a future wolf delisting. 25 conservative congresspeople recently urged Fish and Wildlife to delist. More than a third are from our region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
In Denver, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 42 degrees. Tomorrow, 74 and sunny. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.